say, Stu and K-Stu are climbing into the Batmobile and hitting the road. Join them as they head off on another comic book store adventure.
All right, it's J-Stu and K-Stu here on another one of our comic book store adventures. We're lucky enough to be with Paul at Pulp Comics in the Falls right now. Thanks a lot for being here. I know you're busy this week.
No, really? Why am I busy this week? I'm not doing anything today.
Coming off Springlicious, going on to Comic-Con. Paul, got any time to talk to us?
I hear June 10th is a wonderful day of the year. I can't wait till June 10th rolls around.
One of the best days ever.
Yes.
Well, we appreciate you taking the time, and definitely the Niagara Falls Comic Con is coming up this weekend, and you were just mentioning you had some last-minute guests coming on?
Yes. There's always people that come out of the woodwork that want to come to our show, the last few that we have announced were one of the Pussycat or former Pussycat dolls, Kaya Jones, who I believe Mr. Corey Feldman is bringing in with him to the show, so that's kind of cool. Another little demographic we can hit there. We also have from that 1971 cult child film, Willy Wonka, The Chocolate Factory.
He's looking at me funny because I'm very excited about this.
She just debriefed me on who he is. Just kidding. We have the actor, Paris, don't want to pronounce his last name, Thiemann, I think is how you pronounce his last name, who played Mike TV.
He played Mike TV.
He did.
He got sucked into the TV.
The cocky American kid?
Yeah.
With the cowboy hat?
And the guns. Pew, pew.
Pew, pew.
When you were still allowed to have guns, yeah.
So, yeah, that's fun. And we've had people like the Conventioneers being confirmed.
Yeah.
They're that reality show type interviewers that kind of like attend, I'm making air quotes, conventions. Well, we actually invited them to come to our convention. Lots of cool little fun things going on.
I've got to ask you, how did you swing the Batcopter? Because I've never seen one of those up close before.
This is actually a pretty big exclusive that my partner Chris Dabrowski got. Now, we've had other, and we do have other vehicles that are going to be there, replica vehicles, but this is the actual Batcopter from the film. This is not a replica, this is the actual one. And it's all, you know, Chris has his Black Book Rolodex in his phone, and he makes these calls, and we were lucky enough to secure that vehicle. I think this is going to be a big coup for our show. It's like no other show's ever had. We don't know if it's, you know, ever even been, you know, at a show in our area for sure, let alone in Canada. So this is a really big coup for us to get this copter.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, very exciting. And definitely the Batmobile, and I think the General Lee as well.
We have a General Lee replica coming in and the Sheriff's car coming in.
Oh,
so
nice.
It's pretty vehicle heavy. We also have, speaking of vehicles, the people from Dead by Dawn. I'm getting this name right. Wrong. It's the film with April Mullen that was filmed last summer here in Niagara Falls. I think it's not Dead by Dawn, Dead Till Dawn. It's got Dawn and Dead in the title, and I'm sorry, but it's Monday, and I haven't eaten anything, so I apologize for not having that accurate. But they're bringing in the RV they used in the film. It's going to be a big, huge RV setup. They had it at Fan Expo last year as well.
Okay, yeah, I saw
yes.
that. That's cool.
So that vehicle will be here as well.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Enjoy Jeremiah.
Of course, yes.
I found it funny that it's his first comic book convention appearance ever.
Yeah, there's a few people that don't generally do a lot of Comic-Cons that we've got to come this year. Joey Jeremiah's one. I mean, Mark Silvestri, the artist, doesn't do a lot of shows, so that's kind of a big score for us, too. We're trying to get people that you normally don't see. Even Corey Feldman, he doesn't do a lot of shows. So we're trying to get people you don't normally see. We don't want to rehash the same old artists and celebrities and special guests that you see at shows year after year after year that other shows might do. Because even though, you know, they'll still sell tickets and they'll still provide, you know, experience for people, we want to be as unique as possible and really kind of stand out with our brand.
Definitely. A friend of ours, never been to a comic book convention, ever. She's coming because she's very excited Corey Feldman's going to be there.
Absolutely, yeah.
So cool. Definitely, it's this weekend. We look forward to it. We want to say also congratulations to you for Free Comic Book Day. It looked like a huge success from where we were sitting.
Yeah, it was really good this year. I mean, it's good every year, but we were really impressed with the turnout. Being at our new location here, we couldn't have asked for a better day. It was our most successful Free Comic Book Day that we've had, and it bodes well for having, you know, those types of large-scale, you know, functions here at the store. We have, you know, 3,000 square feet here now, so we've got lots of space to utilize for these types of events.
Yeah, it was awesome, and the store was packed all day.
Yeah, we
great.
Were like busy, like right from open at 10 o'clock till 3:30. I think 3:30 was the first time for 5 minutes that we had nobody in the store. One of my workers, Luke, texted me, "Hey man, this is the first time all day we have nobody in the store." And that was lasted 5 minutes. And that was it.
Yeah, it didn't last long.
No.
Cool. The other big thing we wanted to talk about today, definitely Wednesday is New Comic Book Day in all the comic book stores across the land.
Yes.
What stuff are you excited about this week? What are some of the big ones?
Niagara Falls Comic Con.
Niagara Falls Comic Con.
Jeez. I'm such a bad comic book store owner.
Oh, no, that's cool.
I don't even, you know what, to be honest with you, it's been such a whirlwind week that my main focus has been the show. But, I mean,
it's nothing really critical coming out this week, which is kind of nice for me, which is I don't have to worry too much about, like, better make sure I've got lots of copies of Superman Unchained, because that doesn't come out until, like, afterwards. But, I mean, the week after the show, that comic book that I just mentioned, Superman Unchained, comes out, because it comes out the Wednesday before the Friday when the best movie of the year will be debuting, which is Man of Steel. I'm a huge Superman fan.
Couldn't tell.
Oh, yeah, you got the posters up in the window now. Looks great.
My friends at Warner Brothers, I had a phone call from Warner Brothers. Not the actual Warner Brothers, because I think they're dead. But someone who works there in the PR department, she goes, "Would you like to have some of our promotional material for the Man of Steel film in your store?" I'm like, "Yes." So they said, "Well, how big is your store? What can we send you?" And I told them the specials. "We're going to send you a lot." So they sent me, you know, two movie posters for Man of Steel, one of which is at home or belongs.
Oh.
Two for Pacific Rim and a bunch of these 11 by 17 posters. So it allowed me to do a really nice display on my on my window frontage here at the store. I mean, I'd like to say that I'm looking forward to this book. Okay, there you go. Kick-Ass number one, comes out this week. So as being a Mark Millar fan, I personally am looking forward to that one. Everything else that's coming out this week, not really blowing me away. I mean, it's comics. They're all good. But I'm not really looking forward to anything specific. East and West is a fun book. If you've never read East and West or East of West, that's the new Jonathan Hickman book. Takes a spin on modern-day America. The new Walking Dead trade comes out this week, so that'll sell like crazy. I might just scroll those away for the show, because Walking Dead is easily the biggest selling book in most comic book stores, usually. Even though the show is terrible.
No, it's not.
The show is terrible.
No, it's not.
Don't watch the show, read the books.
I can't read the books.
I yell at the TV when that show comes on.
Nice debate between you and Case two here.
I don't read the book, so I enjoy the show.
I kind of wish I could take the part of my brain that knows how good the book is and put it away so I could watch the show and I wouldn't be so angry that they're merging characters, killing characters, going completely off the storyline. It's the debate in the store after Dark Knight Rises came out last year, which was a piece of crap as well. It is the debate in the store of what's better, what's, you know, is it the same, is it different, can it stand alone? I just wish that they would have stuck more true to the story. That's all. Game of Thrones does a very good job of sticking true to the written material with their TV show, from what I've heard. I'm in your situation in that regard.
I don't watch or read that one.
So. I've read the first half of book one, but I'm completely caught up until last night's episode. By the way, everyone died in last night's episode. It was so good.
Nice. Did you watch Arrow at all?
I did. I watched the first 7 episodes of Arrow, I'd like to say. I'm in around the part where him and Deathstroke are really going at it with each other. But, you know, there's this thing coming up called the Comic-Con that really puts a dent in a lot of my TV watching. So I'm behind. I'm behind in reading comics. I'm behind in television shows. I'm a very neglectful pop culture guy.
But you'll be all caught up on June 11th.
Yes. Yes.
You'll attempt to just cocoon yourself.
Exactly. And then June 11th, I'll have a stack of comics. And I'll be taking off like I do normally, my little hiatus. I'll be leaving for a while so I can go kind of recharge my battery. But it's all worth it.
Yes.
Well, we definitely appreciate you taking time out, and we definitely look forward to this weekend, 8th and 9th.
Yeah. Like I said, we've got tickets on sale here at Pulp Comics. I'm not sure when this is going to air, but we're going to have tickets all on sale until Wednesday, June the 5th. It's 5th? 6th? I think that's
math
right.
Math is hard.
I think it's June the 5th on Wednesday till 9 p.m. After that, you'll be able to only buy your tickets, I believe, online for one more day. And then I believe the online sales will be ending on the 6th. And then after that, you better have your ticket, because if not, you're going to be standing in line trying to buy tickets. And we anticipate having a big turnout the day of, the morning of, before the doors are open. So if you don't have your tickets now, you better get them quick.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. Do it, people.
For more information, visit NiagaraFallsComicCon.com or NFComicCon.com. And, yeah, other than that, we'll see everybody on June 8th and 9th.
Neat.
All right, Paul, thanks a lot, man, and we look forward to talking to you in the future.
Thank you, man.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.